It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, how we thank you for the privilege to just call upon your name, to just bow, and to just look up to you. And Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. God, would we never lose that love for prayer, that love to just be close to you. And God, would you draw each one of your children close today. Father, may we just simply crawl up in your lap, just like a little old young'un, put her head upon your breast and look up into your face. You're God. Oh, you're merciful, you're wonderful, the love. And Father, may our hearts be stirred. God, may our spirits be renewed day by day and moment by moment, just being in your presence. And Father, thank you not only in your presence, but Father, thank you that the Holy Spirit of God indwells us, and that it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Father, I pray today for that one that may be sick, would you touch? That one that may be being grieved and going through trials, comfort. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for our pastors. I pray for our missionaries. I pray for our evangelists. I pray for our radio stations that's trying to simply be faithful to proclaim the Word of God. Lord, would you keep the signal strong? And Lord, your grace is sufficient. We bow to you that the gospel would go forth and the Word of God would go out and souls would be saved for our glorious Savior. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this Brother Jerry Honeycutt, what a joy it is to be your guest again today. Now I trust that God's been blessing, and today we want to just open the Word of God back to the book of Romans. What a book. What a Bible we have. What a God we have. Folks, I want to tell you something. If you're saved and you're a child of God, you are to be rejoicing and thanking God in your heart. Oh, what a Savior that we have. Now, according to my calendar, this is Wednesday. Do you love the Lord? Do you love Him enough to come in from work early enough and to get supper and get the family together and go to the little house of worship and worship God? I want to say this to you, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together, you miss worshiping the Lord and you miss a blessing. I mean, go march in there for the Lord. You know, I was reading just the other day in the, well, of the morning, and the Queen of Sheba came to meet Solomon. And why was she in response? Because of how that he believed in the Lord. And I read that, and I said, my goodness gracious. And she questioned him everything. But then she actually stood in awe the way that he ascended unto the temple to worship God. May I say to you, may we assemble ourselves to just go to the house of God and worship the Lord. There's some folks are watching you. And hey, honor God. Do that. and may the Lord bless you. Let's open our Bibles today to the book of Romans, chapter 11. And as we've been looking at the nation of Israel, how that they've rejected the Lord. Now, we looked in verses 7 and 10, and how that God, by His sovereignty, according to the Scripture, that Israel as a nation, God's given them a slumber. They can't see. They can't hear. They can't understand. In other words, they're stumbling, they're in total confusion to Israelite. But look down, if you will, now, with that in mind, that God's a God of sovereignty. God chooses, He does what He wants to, and He chose to let Israel get in the condition that they're in. But now, let's look at the purpose of Israel's rejection. See, God never makes a mistake. You might think someday that when things are going wrong and everything happens, in fact, at our church, by the time you hear this, it's been a couple of weeks, here I got a phone call in the middle of the night and went down, and what happened? The ceiling in our auditorium, part of it had fell down. And I said, "Dear Lord, what in the world's going on?" Well, you know something? God's got a purpose in everything. I'm glad if it's going to fall that it was not there when some of the saints of God was in there to get hurt and killed. God's good. And we've sort of got it back together a little bit. Hadn't got it finished, but praise God. God knows what He's doing. God's got a purpose in everything that happens in our life. Now, look at verse number 11. Paul said, "I say then, have they, Israel, stumbled that they should fall?" And here he uses this phrase strong again. God forbid. Did God have them to stumble that they would fall? I mean, just completely fail? God forbid. But rather through their fall. Here is God's purpose. Through the fall of the Israelites, God said, salvation is come unto the Gentiles. That's you and I. Through their slumbering, through their not able to see, not able to hear, their failure, their fall. Is God going to, in other words, are they wiped out? No, but God had a purpose that through their failing, that salvation, God's salvation, God's choosing, God's sovereignty should come unto the Gentiles. For what purpose? For to provoke them to jealousy. And folks, is there a jealousy there? Oh, yes. You read in the New Testament, and the Jews, they wouldn't even go through Samaria. They didn't have any dealings with any Gentiles. In other words, we were dogs. Jesus came into this world. And who did He come for first? To the house of Israel, to the Jew. He offered them salvation. They rejected it. But can I say to you, the law came by Moses, but Jesus brought grace and truth to whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. And the Jews said, "No, we will not take Him. We do not want Him." They crucified Him. They rejected Him. But can I say to you, that was happened by purpose. Now, look at verse number 12. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and folks, underline that. That's what it is. They had everything. They had all the promises. They had good. You just read back in the old Solomon. I was reading this morning how the Queen of Sheba come. And they brought gold and silver and diamonds and everything the everything, but just because his love for God. And as God's people, I mean, they hauled it in on ships. I mean, they hauled it in on animals. they had it all. Solomon, oh, God blessed him to death, just like the children of Israel and the riches of the world. But look what it says. And the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles. By the diminishing of the falling down of the Jews, those riches have been given unto you and I as Gentiles. How much more their fullness? Oh, my soul, is God through with Israel? No, God is not through with Israel. He has let them fall in order that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can I say to you, as an Israelite, you can bow and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Can I say to a Gentile or any nation, no matter what color it is, that you can bow and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we found this out in chapter 10 of the Romans, the book of Romans. And can I say to you, it's not a thing but a gift of the righteousness of God. Now look at verse 13 here. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. Now, see, you read in the book of Acts, and there's something that happened. In other words, in the book of Acts, you have the church going, marching on through life. The apostle Peter, he stayed with the Jewish part. But Paul, God called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. And you know what God used him to do? The Gentile church that we are, the church, the day that we're living in today, this day, God gave Paul the structure, the guidance, and he wrote letters unto every letter in the New Testament to the church. And he said, I magnify in mine office. How did he do that? By writing those books for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my goodness gracious, look at verse number 14. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Paul said, I magnify mine office. And verse 14, he said, I want to provoke the Jews. I want to provoke Israelites that they may come to the Lord. Until next time, God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.